Praise the Lord. God bless you, sister. Prophetess Arvet. Thank you for the seed of $51.92. I want you to begin to know, woman of God, that the Lord said this is a season and this is an hour where the Lord says he's going to favor thee. It's a season where the Lord says do not allow yourself to fall into anger or fall into frustration. For you're going to begin to find that even between now and round about the end of this month of October, it's going to be a time when you got to stay clear of any kind of a quarrels and arguments and things of that nature, and do not feed into anything that is not of me. For the Spirit will say, this is a season where the Lord says, I'm going to reward you, but discretion and the application of wisdom shall be the things that shall cause you to prosper. For this is a time that you're going to press towards the mark, and you're going to begin to initiate some dreams or some things that you've been wanting to do. For the Lord says, know that in this season that as you reap, so as you sow, so shall you reap. And yet it is a time where the Lord says you'll see the swift consequences of wrong decisions. So choose your decisions and choose your thoughts wisely. For this is a season where the Lord says, seek my face and find my wisdom. And as you seek my faith, I shall be there with thee. For the Lord says this is a season and this is a time where he shall also begin to strengthen your body. You're going to begin to find, woman of God, that this is a season where the Lord says, I give you divine strength to overcome those obstacles and those conditions that were in the past. And it seemed like they were holding you back, but the Lord says, I bring you into a time of advancements. For the Lord says, I release an unusual anointing upon thee, woman of God, an anointing of creativity, an anointing that shall cause you to take off, and I will give thee favor. I will give thee favor, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, for you'll be dealing with persons and lines of business. You're going to be dealing with certain individuals, and I will give you the strength and the energy and the vitality to begin to move forward. For this is a time where I give you wisdom to deal even with thine enemies, with thine competitors, with thy rivals, and those who have been obstacles in your path. For yea, God will say unto thee that this is a season where you are not to master things and quarrels and arguments and even something so possibly surrounding women. For the Lord says this is a season to stay away from strife. For the Lord says that I touch thee, yea, even in this season. Now health-wise, prophetess Bradford, I can begin to tell you that the Lord says I grant thee wisdom in this season. Watch your driving. Be sensitive when you're driving. Be more alert. I grant thee a greater sense of alertness and awareness in this season, for the enemy chooses to bring accidents and things of that nature, but keep your eyes stayed on me. And I don't know, it may be something medical. Don't be quick to jump into anything of a medical procedures. Use wisdom, yea, even in this season, and be mindful. I'm also hearing the Lord says, protect your stomach, yea, even in this season. This is a time to honor the laws of thy digestive system, for the life is in the blood, and the bloodstream should be kept clean, and your bowels should be active, woman of God, to begin to keep toxins from out of thine system, out of thine blood. And yet God said, this is a time for you to begin to bring stability, yea, even in thine emotions, for these things can begin to affect the blood and cause blood pressure to show up, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And do not overwork yourself, I heard the Lord say unto me. As you move forward from the end of October to round about the end of December, that is going to, okay, the Lord says something around the skin. I just saw the skin between now. I don't know if you've been dealing with something with enzemia or rash or conditions or your skin or something. For the Lord says again, clean, get a cleansing and begin to clean your system out. Get a detox or colonic or something to begin to clean your system out. And from now, from the end of October to the end of December, is going to be a time where the Lord says, be mindful. Your mind is going to be fertile, but be mindful. And God's going to move upon you prophetically, saith the Lord of hosts. For now, I heard the Lord says, be mindful and be watchful and sensitive to the spirit of deception. For deception is lurking, seeking whom it shall devour. The Lord says, scrutinize all stories, scrutinize reports and papers and documents and other written or even spoken that comes to thine attention during that season. The Lord says, weigh and analyze all things, for this is the season when falsehood is going to be present, and it will present itself to be quite eloquent, expressed in words or even in writings as if it were true. And yet deception will seek to enthrone itself in thine affairs. Forgeries, things of that nature, could be papers or counterfeits, Double check things once again, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. I sense a lot of study around you as well, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And I'm also sensing that it's going to be a good season where things are going to begin to shift, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. Health-wise, the Lord says, be sure to get your proper rest. Rest is going to be important for thee during that season. And yet he says, be mindful to protect thine body and take thy rest in that season when it is necessary. Take heed, for though bodily exercise profits little, it will be necessary for thee to obtain that which shall profit thee. Now, woman of God, listen to the word of the Lord from the other prophets. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Fret not because of evildoers in this season, but know that all things are working for your good because God is with thee. And you're going to see that as you move according to the time of the Lord, you shall surely, surely, surely be blessed. And I will show thee things. I will show thee things. God is working in relationships as well. Thank you, woman of God. Peace and many blessings.
God bless you, Prophetess Abed. I'm hearing the word of the Lord for you saying that there's going to be something that you're going to be involved in, because I hear God says that you're going to be making decisions in this season. So God says for you to meditate on him day and night, and God says that the right decisions will be made. And I'm hearing like your opinion is being called out and sought after, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Prophetess Yvette. I just hear God saying wisdom and strong counsel. God is bringing forth wisdom to you and counsel. And God says you will run with it and you will go with the strength and the understanding of the Lord. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear God saying that he's relieving the stress in this season. God is saying that he's going to remove the naysayers. And God is saying not to worry, but to listen to him. And that's the word of the Lord.
And the Lord was for the saying to you, Prophet Avid, God says, nothing is impossible with me. God says, the plans I have for you is going to amaze you. But the Lord says, get back into meditation. And yes, keep the naysayers out of your ear, because God says, do not allow them to kill your dream. God says, I am putting you into a place of excellence, saith the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Ivert. I hear Father God saying you're running the winning race and you're going to gain new momentum and new strength. Father God says this is the season of restoration and harvest. Father God says say what you mean and mean what you say in this season, because Father God says people are watching. And Father God says this is your hour of power and your season of grace. I hear Father God saying great dominion in this season. Father God says he's going to cause you to come into the possession of land and property. And Father God says, this is your inheritance. And that is the word of the Lord.